Good morning, everyone.
各位早。
I'm not going to be preaching on the end times of the return of Christ.
我不只是让大家告诉末世的时候耶稣基督再临。
I leave things like that to the experts like Pastor.
我让这个题目交回给牧师。
So I hope you'll be patient and bear with me this morning as we talk about something a little different.
今天早上我希望大家忍耐一点，我因为要跟大家分享另外一件事情。
As you've heard from some of the news and some of the prayer requests, there have been a lot of things happening to folks in our church and also friends these past few months.
在这过个数月里面，很多事情发生在我们教会里面，或者是教会弟兄姐妹里面，跟他们的亲戚朋友。
Sometimes people think about trials or difficulties or suffering in a lot of different ways.
人们对那个困难的时期的时候，碰到这种状况的时候，他们也各有不同的想法。
Sometimes people think of getting stuck in traffic for a while as suffering.
他们认为这是那个交通受阻，所以就是我为什么要忍受这种苦难？
Or you go to the restaurant, you order your favorite dish, and they say, "Sorry, we're out of that today," and that's suffering.
或者是你的餐馆吃这个东西，你的希望你爱吃的东西，他告诉你没有你说这个也是不好。
But as we've heard, there's suffering that's going on now.That's some pretty serious stuff.
但是在目前来讲，大家都会听的，我是经历过，现在我们所经历的苦难都是非常的严重的。
We've had people dealing with cancer. We've had people with dealing with members of the family passing away.
有一些人他们有对付他自己的生病，就是癌症，或者是他们家里的失去挚爱的人。
And of course, we have the current situation.Where the economy is in trouble, people's jobs are in doubt, people's savings seem to be going away.
目前来讲，我们失业率很高，在个人当中，他们那个钱也不见了，所以碰到了生活上很大的困难，经济也不很好。
And so a natural question is, what's going on here, and what's God doing in all this?
你目前会自己会问。那就到底是发生什么事？那神是怎么样对待我们呢
？And historically, we struggled a lot in the church with the question of why do these bad things happen sometimes?
在传统来讲，我们在教会里面常常都发生这种事情。我们会问，为什么这种不好的事情会降临在我们身上
？We look for an answer from God.
我们只向神寻求那个答案。
Now sometimes the answer is obvious.
有时候答案是非常的明显的。
Sometimes bad things happen to someone directly because of something that person did.
有些事情那种事情发生在那个人是因为他自己所做的事情引致发生的。
When I was very little, I don't remember what age, I had this unhealthy fascination.With different things in the kitchen.
我很小的时候，我不知道我的几岁了，但是我有一个常常就是幻想在那个厨房里面有很不同的事情发生。
And on the stove, our family had the electric type of burners, not the gas, but the electric ones.
在那个厨房里面，我们有电炉。
And these were the more old-fashioned ones that.When they heated up, you could see them glowing red, and then after you turned it off, you could see that red glow go away.
这是很老很老的电炉，因为它的正在打开的时候，那个火会变成红红的，这就显现出来。
And somehow I remember this, even though I was very young. I don't think I could even talk yet. My mother had put me on the counter.And I remember looking at the burner and seeing that the red glow went away, and somehow I understood, okay, when it's not glowing red anymore, it's not hot anymore.
在我很小的时候，我大概还不会讲话的时候， 我的妈妈叫我放在那个柜台上面，我就看着那个电脑上面那个烧红的那个东西，当他那个不见那个火的时候，我说啊，这个就是已经是熄灭了。
So I guess I was preparing to be an engineer even then because I decided to test my theory.
从那个时候，我决心就要做那个工程师了，因为我要试你这个实验。
So thinking that the burner is cold, I take my finger and I wouldn't put it on it.
我以为那个红那个火不见了，那个电脑就是不热，所以我就放我的手试它一下。
I didn't yet understand that metal takes a finite amount of time to cool off. It doesn't cool off immediately.
那个时候我不知道那个属于那个金属的东西，它需要一定很长的时间，要慢慢的将那个温度要减低。
And so then the only other thing I remember about that is my parents carrying me around while I was waving my finger and screaming.
我只记得我妈妈将我抱起来的到处找了，因为她将那个手指呢在空中这样子。
So that's an example of suffering that's a direct result of something stupid that I did.
这是很好的例子，就是说就是我自己所做的事情，我所造致我的痛苦。
I did something wrong. I did something that I should not have done.
我自己做错了事，我不应该这样子做的。
But we all know that there are things that happen that are bad things that don't seem to be the direct result of someone doing something wrong.
有时候有些事情发生在某人身上，并不表示他是。所做的事情要对他自己负责。
What are we to think about that?
我们对这种事情怎么想法呢？
How do we deal with that?
我们怎么应付这种突发的事情呢？
And most importantly, what's God's role in all of that?
最重要的在那神的职责是什么呢？
So I thought this would be a good time for us to spend a little time in the book of Job.
所以让我请大家翻开约伯记里面，我们来看一些经文。
So I just want to highlight a few passages from Job, and then maybe talk about them a little bit.
我就是大家要注意有几段的经文，我来大家跟大家分享一下。
Let's begin by reading through Job chapter 1, verses 6 through 12.
我们首先来看一下那个约伯记第一章第六节开始到十二节。
Verse 6, one day the angels came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan also came with them. The Lord said to Satan, Where have you come from? Satan answered the Lord, From roaming through the earth and going back and forth in it. Then the Lord said to Satan, Have you considered my servant Job? There is no one on earth like him. He is blameless and upright, a man who fears God and shuns evil. Does Job fear God for nothing? Satan replied. Have you not put a hedge around him and his household and everything he has? You have blessed the work of his hands, so that his flocks and herds are spread throughout the land. But stretch out your hand and strike everything he has, and he will surely curse you to your face. The Lord said to Satan, Very well then, everything he has is in your hands, but on the man himself do not lay a finger. Then Satan went out from the presence of the Lord.
第一章第六节。有一天，神的众子来侍立在耶和华面前，撒旦也来在其中。耶和华问撒旦说：“你从哪里来？”撒旦回答说：“我从地上走来走去，往返而来。”耶和华问撒旦说：“你曾用心查看我的仆人约伯没有呢？地上再没有人像他完全正直，敬畏神，远离恶事。”撒旦回答耶和华说：约伯敬畏神，岂是无辜呢？你岂不是四面穿上篱笆而围护他和他的家，并他一切所有的吗？他手上所做的都蒙你赐福，他的家产也在地上增多，你则伸手毁他一切所有的，他必当面弃掉你。耶和华对撒旦说：凡他所有的都在你手中，只是不可伸手加害于他。
After thisAnd we won't go through the verses, just summarize. After this, disaster falls on Job.
经过这样子之后呢， 灾祸就临到约伯身上。
He pretty much loses about everything he has, including all his children.
他失去一切财产，包括他的儿女。
This is one depiction of Job after he has gone through his many trials.
所以约伯他是经过了这么多的试炼，这是其中他的受害的一环。
Now we see in verse 10 that Satan says to God, Have you not put a hedge around him and his household and everything he has?
我们来看第十节。第十节，你岂不是四面围上篱笆，围不他我他的家吗
？A hedge is a barrier, a fence. It's there for protection.
那个是篱笆，那个是像那个围到他家里，是等于是意思是保护他们。
And we see here that Satan is essentially approaching God for permission to do these terrible things to Job.
在这里面，我知道撒旦是。请求神给他那个允许可以来试炼那个约伯。
And God grants that permission.
神是答应他这样子做。
So one very important principle that we learn from this and later passage is that God does permit trials. He does permit suffering. He allows some of these terrible things to happen.
所以最重要的这一点就是我们知道神是允许试炼临到每一个人身上他是允许每他这种试炼是可以这样子做的
But why?
但是为什么呢
It's interesting to look at Job chapter 1 verses 20 through 22
就很有趣的我们来看那个约伯记第一章二十到二十二节里面
This is Job's responseAfter he has lost all these things, including his own children.
这是约伯怎么样是回应神的，纵使他已经失去他的财产跟他的家人。
Verse 20. At this, Job got up and tore his robe and shaved his head. Then he fell to the ground in worship and said, "Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked I will depart. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. May the name of the Lord be praised."In all this, Job did not sin by charging God with wrongdoing.
在二十节里面说，约伯起来撕裂外袍，剃了头，伏在地上下拜，说：“我赤身出于母胎，也必赤身归回。赏赐的是耶和华，收取的也是耶和华。耶和华的名是应当称颂的。在这一切的事上，约伯并不犯罪，也不以神为愚昧。”
So we have a very interesting response by Job here. He worships God, he praises God.
在这边，约伯的回应就是，他是敬拜神，他是赞美神。
And that was kind of the point of Satan's challenge to God, wasn't it?
这就是节点是约旦是向神挑战的。
Satan's expectation was that after God removed his protection and permitted Satan to take all these things away from Job,That Job in turn would turn against God.
撒旦的期望就是，当你神的保护不在那个约伯身上的时候，他就为约伯所发生的事情之后，他一定会离弃神。
But Job did not do that.
但是约伯并没有这样子说。
In verse 22, in all this, Job did not sin by charging God with wrongdoing.
在二十二节里面，他说，这些所发生的事，约伯并没有犯罪，也不要。控告神对他所做的这种事情。
And so we see an important purpose in what happened here.
我们在前面看到一个很重要的要点。
Part of the purpose was to show or demonstrate that Job did not follow God, did not worship God, just for the material things that God blessed him with.
在前面有一个目的，他是指出约伯对神的忠诚。并没有是出于他所拥有的这一切。
Unfortunately, there is a temptation to do that sometimes, isn't there?
但是很不幸的，我们人呢都是有时候就会遇到这种试探。
Yes, I will believe in God if God will give me the things that I want.
是的，我会相信神，假如神就是供应我所要求的。
My understanding is that. When you walk into the store and you see the Buddha sitting there or the incense there, that's kind of its purpose.
对我来讲，当你去那个庙里面，你看到那个那个大佛像，是面前是已经有香祭拜祭的时候，他们所做的这件事情只有这种的目的。
It's in the store. Buddha is shown in the store so that he will grant me material wealth, prosperity, so that I'll do well with the store.
但是，假如我们是敬拜他的时候，我们拜我们的佛像的时候，我们祈求他要给我们的是财富。
Christians sometimes do the same thing. Our following God may be dependent on God. What have you done for me lately? What have you given to me? What have I been blessed with?
同样的，基督徒也有这种想法。我要跟随神的时候，我就是要要求神，最近你赐给我是什么呢？
But the point here is that is not why we should be worshiping God.
这一点就是不是因为物质的关系，我们要敬拜神。
We should not be worshiping God or praising God just for the stuff that He could give to us.
我们不应该这样做，因为我们敬拜神是因为神赐给我们丰丰盛盛的这种物质。
So some trials that we face sometimes may be for the purpose of removing our attention or removing our dependence on the material things.
这种试炼呢，有时候是可以让我们将我们的目标转移，不是在专注在我们所有的或者是物质上面。
Because God doesn't want us depending on things, does He?
神不要我们依赖依靠我们所拥有的。
He wants us depending on Him.
他是要我们全心依靠他。
Let's look a little further in Job chapter 2, starting with verse 4 and going through verse 10.
我们再来看这以后。后的经文是约伯记的第二章，从第四节开始到第十节。
Verse 4 is the beginning of another confrontation between Satan and God.
从第四节开始就是撒旦是开始那个向神挑战。
Verse 4, skin for skin, Satan replied. A man will give all he has for his own life.But stretch out your hand and strike his flesh and bones, and he will surely curse you to your face. The Lord said to Satan, Very well then, he is in your hands, but you must spare his life. So Satan went out from the presence of the Lord and afflicted Job with painful sores from the soles of his feet to the top of his head. Then Job took a piece of broken pottery and scraped himself with it as he sat among the ashes. His wife said to him, Are you still holding on to your integrity?Curse God and die. He replied, You are talking like a foolish woman. Shall we accept good from God and not trouble? In all this, Job did not sin in what he said.
第四节，撒旦回答耶和华说，人以皮代皮，情愿舍去一切所有的保存生命。你只伸手伤他的骨头和他的肉，他必当面弃掉你。耶和华对撒旦说，他在你手中，只要存留他的生命。于是撒旦从耶和华面前退去，击打约伯，使他从脚掌到头顶长毒疮。约伯就坐在炉灰中，拿瓦片刮身体。他的妻子对他说：“你仍然持守你的纯正吗？你弃掉神，死了吧。”约伯却对他说：“你说话像愚顽的妇人一样。”啊！难道我们从神里得福，不也受祸吗？在一切的事上，约伯并不一口犯罪。
So we see here that Satan decides to change tactics. He decides that, well, Job didn't care about possessions or even his children that much, but I'm sure that he cares about his health.
在这里面，我们看到撒旦开始改变他的策略。他说，哎。可能是约伯对他的财产或者对他的家人并没有这么看重，也许他对自己生命更为看重。
Take Job's health away, make him suffer physically, and then he will turn against God, is what Satan is thinking.
虽然他想，也许我是将他健康拿去，那么他受这个病的痛苦的话， 他也远，可能就是这个缘故远离神。
And so again, God permits this.
所以在这边，神应许他这样做。
And so we see that it's not only material possessions that we need to learn to not depend on, but even our own health. We should not be following or worshiping God just because He has blessed us with good health.
所以在这边我们看到，并不是以物体我们所看重的来敬拜神。其次，第二点就是，也不以我们的健康看为重的，用这个来做借口敬拜神。And
so just as God does not want us to be dependent on the material things, He does not want us to be dependent on good health in order to be willing to worship Him, in order to be willing to follow Him.
神所在的全心全意敬拜他，并不是依靠你的财富，或者是你的身体的健康。And
Job says here that we should basically be willing to accept both good and trouble from God.
在那个约伯就这样子说，我们的福分，我们很愿意接受神赐给我们的福分，但是灾祸临到我们的时候，我们又默然承受。
But the question remains, why should we or why do we need to accept trouble or these possible trials from God?
问题就是来，你问问自己，为什么我们要接受这种祸难、灾祸？
Last week, Pastor shared a passage from 1 Corinthians that referred to the fact that our deeds, the things that we do, will be tested by fire.
上个礼拜牧师提到，在哥林多书里面，我们有所做的事情，要经得起那个火的考验。
And there are deeds that are of lasting value, similar to gold, precious stones, precious metals that would survive the fire.
我们做这事情，就像于金跟银，就是可以永存的。
But others that are not lasting, that would not survive the fire, that would be burned up.
有一些受不起试炼的，其他很多事情像纸钞那类东西都会被烧掉。
The Bible points to something similar, not just for our deeds, but also for ourselves.
所以圣经上也告诉我们，不单指我们所做的工作，也是关乎我们自己的。
Zechariah chapter 13, verse 9 says, I will refine them like silver and test them like gold. They will call on my name, and I will answer them. I will say, they are my people, and they will say, the Lord is our God.
在那个撒加利亚书里面第13章第9节里面提到，我要使这三分之一金火。 熬炼他们，如熬炼银子；试炼他们，就如试炼金子。他们必求告我的名，我必应允他们。我要说，这是我的子民，他们也要说，耶和华是我的神。And
so there are other passages in the Bible similar to this that talk about God refining us, making us better.
有很多处经文也提到，怎么如何，神怎么样啊，熬炼我们，试炼我们。And
the reference here in this verse is specifically to making people like silver and testing them like gold.
在这边那个例子就是说，我们要像银子跟金子一样受这个熬炼。We
recognize these as precious metals, metals that are worth a lot, that are valuable.
我们都知道。 金子、银子都是贵重的金属，值很多钱的。And
so, the trials sometimes that God puts us through are His fire. They're being used to refine us, just like the metal, to make us more precious to Him, to make us more valuable.
这最重要，我们又经过这个试炼以后，我们更成为神的最宝贵的子民。
And I believe that one of the real keys in our becoming more valuable, more precious to God, is summarized by the word trust.
所以最重要的一个字我们要用的就是我们成为神更为宝贵的儿女的时候，这是一个信心的问题，信仰的问题。
And specifically, the idea of trusting in God and not trusting in anything else.
最重要的，我们还是顺服我们的神，并不是其他事情。
Because we see that was the pattern that was carried out in the case of Job.
所以在约伯这个地方，就是成为一个立案，就是这样子传下来的。
If Job may have been trusting in his vast wealth, that was taken away from him.
假如他是信任他的财富的时候，他那个可能就是将他拿去了。
If he was trusting in his children to take care of him materially in case something bad happened or when he was older, they were taken away from him too.
假如他是妄想相信他的子女要靠他们来养他，这样也会失去的。
If he was trusting in his own physical health, that was also taken away.
假如他只是相信他的健康，这样也可能就被拿去了。
One by one, things were taken away until the only thing he had left to trust in was God.
所有他的物质、他的儿女都全部被夺去了，最后一个他所信任的就是他的神，就是神。
And that's what God is looking for us to trust in Him and not to be trusting in anything else.
是神这些所要我们做的，就是不是信任你的财富，也不是信任你的健康，只要信任神。
There's a really excellent summary of this idea in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5.
在这个地方呢，在箴言里面，第三节、第五节里面。就总结这个观念是最好的。
Proverbs 3:5 says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding."
第五节，你要专心仰赖耶和华，不可以靠自己的聪明。
I think this verse is especially relevant when we're talking about this situation of people suffering through trials because that suffering doesn't always match up with our own understanding.
这个是最好的一个例子的证明。有很多人是经历那个试炼的时候，他们所忍受的痛苦，并有时候就是并不是你自己可以了解的、理解的。
If we lean on our own understanding in these situations, we may be thinking, "I don't understand what God is doing. It doesn't make sense to me." And therefore, my conclusion is, God doesn't know what He's doing.
假如你是依靠你的聪明的时候，你就会问，我都不明白神为什么做这种事情，所以呢，你就会要依靠你自己来指责神，为什么发生这种事情。
That's what can happen if we lean on our own understanding instead of trusting in the Lord with all our hearts.
就事情就会这样发生了，假如我们都依靠自己的聪明，不是全心仰赖主。
Now, trust like that is not a small thing. That's a big thing.
信义和信任是一个很大的事情，并不是一件小的事情。
And as each of us grow older, we find that that kind of trust is harder for us to give, isn't it? Because usually at one time or another in our lives, trust like that has been betrayed.
我们人生越来越年长的时候，我们有这个经验呢，就是信任呢越来越难找到，因为我们在人生当中也常常被受骗过。
And so we have to work at learning to perhaps trust other people like that, and to trust God completely.
所以我们就遭受，我们要学着怎么样信任我们遭受的人，然后从那边再学着怎么样信任神。
Now, I don't know if you've ever heard about this, but there's actually an exercise that some marriage counselors do with married couples, and I don't know the official name of it. One thing I've heard it called is the trust game.
所以在那个去那个去寻求那个婚姻专家的里面呢， 解答你的问题的时候，他们就是有一个方法，就是要怎么样去信任。
And the goal of this is to see how much trust each partner in the marriage has in the other person.
他们目标就是他们找出的一个答案，就是说他们两个夫妇之间啊有多少的信任。
So how this works is one person stands up, the other person stands behind them.
这样子做的话，他是一个在前面，一个站在后面。
And what the person in front is supposed to do is close his or her eyes completely and then fall backwards.
他这个游戏呢，就是在前面那个呢，将他眼睛闭起来，然后向后倒。
You are trusting your husband or your wife who is behind you to catch you and break your fall.
你会信任他后面那个。或者妻子或者先生我在后面站立你倒下的时候他会站立 接住
And the question for each member in the marriage is Do you have that kind of trust in your partner?
所以在这个问卷里面他就问你有没有这样的值得信任的这个伙伴呢
But I think that's a useful analogy A useful image for what we need to do with God
这个是很好的例子我们是如何的这样子信任神的
Imagine it was Jesus standing behind you.
就是你想象那个主站在你后面。
Do you trust him enough to do that?
你能够信任他这样子，他会这样子接住你吗
？To close your eyes, let yourself go, fall backwards into his arms.
就是闭着你的眼睛往后倒，然后跌在他双手接住你。
That's the kind of complete trust that God.Wants us to have in him.
神只有这样子完全的信赖。
It's interesting to examine some of the fruits or the benefits that can come from having this kind of trust.
假如我们有这种信任的话，我们的结果是如何呢
？Now, my favorite basketball team, is the Cleveland Cavaliers because they're the team that I grew up with.
我喜欢的球队，篮球队就是 Cleveland 的。那个篮球队就是我从小就很喜欢的。
But they did a very interesting thing at the start of this season.
这个球季的开始的时候，他们做一些很有趣的事情。
The coach told all the players, "This season, what we have to do is trust each other."
教练对他球员说，从这一季开始，你们球队的球员要互相信赖。
If we trust each other, then you will see the improvement on the court in the game.
假如我们彼此信赖的时候，你们会发现，在那个比赛的时候有很好的进步。
And that has happened this year. The Cavaliers are competing for the very best record in all of basketball.
今年就发生这样事情，他们的战绩是非常之好，这他们是叫骑兵队。
Hopefully they'll be able to beat the Lakers today.
今天还有球赛，希望他今天能够打败那个湖人队。
But it's remarkable that if you talk to any one of the players, they will tell you that one of the huge differences this year is that level of trust that they have developed with each other.
假如你们去跟他每一个球员讲的话，他觉得他们这个进步的话，他们都说这是队员彼此之间有非常好的互相的信赖。
And it has led directly to their being able to do greater things.
所以让他们做更伟大的事情。
Now, unlike trusting in other people, it should be easier for us to put our complete trust in God.
不像我们信任我们的在人，但是呢，应该更容易我们将我们全部信义就信赖我们的神。
And I think that we can find it is much easier for us to trust in God with all our heart the more we know about Him.
所以呢，我们应该就是说，我们专心依赖我们的耶和华，我们对他更为认识。
What you see scrolling here are just some of the different characteristics or attributes of God.
在里面说这形容各种神各方面那个形容词。
People sometimes ask, why should I learn more about the characteristics of God? Isn't that just an academic exercise? What good will it do me?
为什么我要 要更应是神的特征呢？这个应该很自然我们都晓得的事情。
I would suggest that the good it will do you is the more you know about God, the easier it is to trust Him.
所以你越认识神越多，那么你对他的信任就更多。
Because while other human beings can make mistakes, and while other human beings are sinful, God is not.
因为人类很容易犯错，也会犯罪，唯有神是不犯罪的。
God is the one who is completely, absolutely, 100% trustworthy.
神是100%值得我们信赖。
And we know that the more we know who He is, and the more we understand what His characteristics are.
我们认识神更深，那么我们更了解神。
So the bottom line here is that God sometimes permits or allows these trials so that we will trust Him more.
底线就是神允许这种试炼，这样经过试炼，我们对神更信赖。
The title that I chose today for the message actually has two meanings in English. It probably doesn't make it through in Chinese, and I'm sorry about that.
今天的题目的话，在英文上有两重的意义。
But when we talk about trust through trials, one principle that we understand is that God permits or uses these trials sometimes to increase our trust in Him.
我们的讲究从患难中生这个信赖，里面的意义就是神有时候让我们经过试炼，能更增加我们对神的信赖。
So God can increase our trust or our faith in Him through or using trials.
所以从试炼中，我们更学到怎么样信赖神。
But the benefit about that is that if we have that trust in God, if we have that faith in Him, then it will enable us to withstand trials. And so it is trust in God that can carry us through trials.
所以假如我们完全信赖神，我们经历过这种试炼，那么再来有更大的试炼，我们一直可以承受，也都一直可以忍受这种更大的试炼。
And so God has a purpose and a good purpose in allowing trials to occur.
经过这种试炼，神有一个很好的目的在里面，也更好这意义在里面。
Now there are Christians who have the idea that there shouldn't be any trials that a believer goes through.
有些基督徒认为成为基督徒不应该有这种试炼。
I have personally heard people preaching. This is before I was a Christian. I have personally heard people preaching that once you become a believer, nothing bad will ever happen to you again.
在我还没成为基督徒的时候，我曾经听过，有些人的宣扬这个信息，你一旦成为基督徒，你就不会碰到有任何的试炼。
That idea is not from the Bible.
他们的想法是不从圣经来的。
In fact, the Bible tells us something quite different.
在经上告诉我们不同的意念。
We have an excellent example of this from the Apostle Peter in 1 Peter chapter 4.
我们更好的章节来形容这个地方是在彼得前书第四章。
1 Peter chapter 4 verses 12 and 13 is a passage that I personally read a lot.When I was in the hospital after getting my head fractured.
彼得前书在当我在医院的时候，我很喜爱念这段经文，就是第四章十二节到十三节。
It says, "Dear friends, do not be surprised at the painful trial you are suffering, as though something strange were happening to you, but rejoice that you participate in the sufferings of Christ, so that you may be overjoyed when His glory."
十二节，亲爱的弟兄啊，有苦练的试炼临到你们，不要以为奇怪。 都要欢喜，因为你们是与基督一同受苦，使你们在他荣耀显现的时候也可以欢喜快乐。
Peter says we should not be surprised by trials or by suffering.
那么我们遇到这种试炼的时候，我们也不应该觉得很奇怪啊。
But instead that we can rejoice that we participate together with Jesus Christ.
我们应该要很欢喜，因为我们跟主一同受这个试炼。
When we're going through trials, when people are going through trials, the pain and suffering that people are going through is real.
当您经历了这个试炼的时候，我痛苦临到的身上是真实的。
Even if we understand that God has a higher purpose and a greater good through those trials, that should not permit us to ignore or put off that suffering.
纵使你明白神在试炼你，他是有一个很好的目标，但是事实上你是真的经历这个痛苦，你是不会忘记的。
The suffering is real, the pain is real, and one of the things that God calls us to do as believers is to help other people to deal with that pain.
你所经历的痛苦是真实的，但是在座的其他的基督徒，他会帮助你减轻这种痛苦。
But as Peter says here, we as believers can rejoice that we're participating in the sufferings of Christ when trials come.
这个约彼得说，都要欢喜。因为你们是与基督一同受苦。
And that is one of the other keys, I believe, when we're dealing with suffering, when we're dealing with real pain.
另外一个就是我们怎么样去应付这个痛苦。
Because it is natural to ask ourselves, God, why isn't there some other way?
你会就问，神啊，为什么我忍受这种东西？痛苦呢？没有别的方法。
Isn't there some way that your good can be accomplished without my suffering in this way?
你的旨意可不可以达到，不需要我经历这种痛苦？
And at that point, it's good for us to remember that Jesus went through not only the same, but went through something much worse.
我们不要忘记，耶稣基督他也经历同样的事情。他更为了承受，他的目的，他更为我们受更大的苦难。
Because when Jesus was crucified and took on our sins upon himself, he lost much more than just his possessions.
为了我们罪的缘故，他也承受更大的痛苦，他失去所有的东西。
He lost much more than just his health.
他不但失去他的健康。
And he even lost much more than just his physical life.
也失去了他那个肉体的生命。
Because in taking on our sins, Jesus endured separation from God the Father.
他更为了我们罪的缘故，与他的父神隔离。
Jesus asked on the cross why he had been forsaken.
他在被钉十字架的时候，他问他的父，为什么要离弃我？
God the Father had to turn away from him because Jesus took on our sins.
神离开他是因为耶稣为了我们罪的缘故。
And that is something horrible that you or I will never have to experience.
这种苦难你跟我大概都不会经历到。
Even Jesus asked if there was another way.
甚至耶稣他自己讲，父啊，还有别的方法吗？
But it turned out that the cross was the only way for you and I to be saved.
结果就是他要走上被钉十字架之路，这是唯一的方法来拯救了我们。
And we can rejoice in the fact that Jesus said, Okay, I am willing to suffer through those trials for the good it will bring.
所以呢，我们都要欢喜，跟耶稣一起说，我愿意忍受这个痛苦，为了这个缘故。
Because the good that it brought was our salvation.
因为这种良善就是我们的救赎。
And we can only pray that any of the trials that you and I, our friends, and others are experiencing can also be used by God for some greater good.
So we can only pray, when we are enduring these hardships, it is also for our own good.
And so let us pray that we can have Peter's attitude and not be surprised at suffering, but instead that we would rejoice in being able to share in a little bit of the suffering that Jesus Christ endured for all of us.
所以我们应该有彼得的心态, 就是我们受这个试炼的时候, 受一年的试炼, 我们都有欢喜, 也不要觉得奇怪。谢谢大家。